This educational podcast from the American Soybean Association is brought to you by ASA's Conservation Legacy Awards Program.
This is Josh Lloyd from Clay Center, Kansas. I was the 2009 American Soybean Association Conservation Legacy Award winner. The reason I chose to participate was I have a passion for no-till, so I felt like it was a good opportunity for me to tell other people in ag and the general public about how what I'm doing is affecting the environment for the better. And I think that's a story that needs to be told, because if we as producers don't let people know what we're doing to be environmentally friendly, that story may get told by someone else, and it's not always friendly. The main crops that we raise currently are wheat, milo, and soybeans. We're trying to start to raise more corn, and we're looking at sunflowers as a main double crop that we're going to start planting. The main conservation practice that I have on my farm is continuous no-till. It's kind of the base of what I do, but I also incorporate good agronomic practices to go along with that. And the way I try to explain that is, no matter where you are in the United States or the world, if you just look to the native environment around you, like here, I just look to the pasture and try and mimic that. And the three things that Mother Nature is continuous no-till, intense, and diverse. So I think the first most important thing a person should do would be continuous no-till. Mother Nature doesn't work the ground, and neither do I. The second thing, and where I think guys get confused, is if you went into that same native prairie and you did a burn down and you sprayed it and you asked that ground to sit for a typical amount of time, around here would be 6 months to a year, you'd see the same erosion that you see in their cropland. And so one of the things that we have to be above and beyond just not working the ground is intense. We have to keep things growing on the ground and keep that covered. And then the third thing that Mother Nature is, that I think people fall short in, is that we're not diverse enough. Continuous wheat in this area, or continuous corn, or continuous beans isn't enough.
Lloyd also explained the benefits to his farming operation of implementing conservation practices.
It's important to implement conservation and environmental practices for a lot of reasons. The reason I made the switch to continuous no-till with good agronomics, the main thing was because of profitability, but it was also, at the same time, more environmentally friendly. I think a lot of people seem to think that if you're doing something that's more profitable, a lot of times you're giving up something on the conservation side. What I've found, not only does it make me more profitable, but it also makes me more environmental.
We also spoke to the 2007 national winner of the American Soybean Association's Conservation Legacy Awards.
My name is Jim Andrew, and I was the winner of the 2007 National Conservation Legacy Award, which is awarded by the American Soybean Association, the Corn and Bean Digest, and Monsanto. I am a fifth-generation Iowa farmer. We currently farm 1,350 acres of gently rolling farmland in central Iowa, but we have noticed over the years erosion problems. So my father and I evaluated all of our farmland and proceeded to install tile terraces, to the point that when we were all done, after about 10 years, we had put in 3.5 miles of terraces to catch the water coming down the hillsides and not allow the land to erode. After studying that for a number of years, we still weren't satisfied, and in 1990, I started studying no-till farming. We went cold turkey in 1993, and that has worked great for us over the years. So we have been in a strict rotation program of corn and soybeans using no-till, and at the same time have a number of waterways. We installed 3 farm ponds, wildlife conservation areas and habitat for wildlife, trees, birdhouses, buffer strips, and in addition, doing continuous nitrogen test strips on about 240 acres of our land each year. And this allows us to hone our nitrogen rate down to the least amount needed in order to grow a corn crop. We're real proud of that because we think we're doing everything we can to control the runoff of nitrates down the creeks and rivers.
Andrew encourages conservation-minded producers to apply for ASA's Conservation Legacy Awards and lead by example.
If you've been doing what you can in the area of conservation, you deserve to be honored and recognized, because it's only by setting that example, by having people feel as though they should follow you, that we will all see this turn around and become better. It's kind of the old peer pressure principle, that if you see that your neighbor is doing something right and receives a little bit of publicity, I think those that are interested in renting land would find it easier to get landlords that would take them on, because they know that you as an operator are doing everything you can to protect that landlord's land. And if you own that land, I think you have an obligation to not only your forefathers, but those to follow you, that all of your effort is not for naught. It is for preserving that ground so that it is equally producing crops for future generations.
For more information and to apply for the American Soybean Association's Conservation Legacy Awards, go to www.soygrowers.com/CLAP. The Conservation Legacy Awards are sponsored by Monsanto and the Corn and Soybean Digest. This educational podcast from the American Soybean Association is brought to you by ASA's Conservation Legacy Awards program.